Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the baseball season has begun here this morning, Joe. San Diego in front of the Dodgers, 1-0. They're playing in Korea this morning. That's why we got the early start time.
It's an early start period compared to everybody else. Start to look at the Marlins. And, God, man, it's crazy. It's right around the corner, man. We're going to have baseball flowing down here, folks. We'll have it, and you'll be able to go out and watch the Marlins and everything. Speaking of the Marlins, I got to bring this up. Channing and the Pivot is so good. It really is. It's the podcast is always good. So apparently they went up and did an interview with Jazz Chisholm from the Marlins, the center fielder. It's a really, really good topic is why I'm playing it. With leadership, young guys, and I thought Jazz was really good when they were talking about leadership and captains.
I'm like, I was already a team leader without being called a team leader. But the vets, you can't be a team leader when you got guys in the clubhouse that's been in there for 9-10 years. Even though they suck, they've been there for 9-10 years.
Yeah.
And the team calls them the team captain, but like, they're not a good captain. They're not a good person. You're not even a good athlete at this point. Yeah. You're just here. Yeah. And you're bringing down the young guys that are supposed to be good, bro. Like, I watched someone get called up to the big leagues, supposed to be like top three prospects on our team, right? He gets up there, hits a homer. Like, first or second at bat, hits a homer, right? His next at bat, he goes and does the Juan Soto shuffle, right? Like, he's a kid. His favorite player is Juan Soto. He just got to the big leagues. Tell me why he comes in the dugout after he walks. Get around the base, come to the dugout after. These vets sit on the side of him and start yelling at him, saying, bro, you're not Juan Soto, bro. You shouldn't be doing that. Juan Soto is an all-star, da-da-da-da. You can't be doing that. Bro, what do you mean? He's having fun, bro. We playing a f***ing kids games.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I step in and say, bro, y'all better back up off this boy, bro. This man is starting. He's playing every day for us. Why are y'all in his face? Y'all don't even play every day.
Yeah.
What's up? Like, get off my man's, bro. He's supposed to be helping us win when y'all bringing him down.
So, interesting. And by the way, I remember, you know, Jazz is has fun, man. No doubt about it. And you can say hot dog with extra mustard or whatever. But when he did get here, they had problems in that clubhouse that everybody knew about with those guys wanting still kind of all the old school rules of baseball, and Jazz like, no, I'm gonna have fun. If I hit a home run, I'm gonna watch it. And little things have been going on in baseball for forever. And Jazz is like, we got guys that at the end of their careers, and let's be honest, the Marlins have had a lot of veterans that they got on the cheap that were on the downside of their careers. They've had more than their share of those guys.
So that, I think, was specifically directed towards Miguel Rojas.
Yes.
And that,
it's a great call.
That's
great
what everyone's call. Sleuthing, you know, looking between the lines there.
So, yeah, you're 100%. By the way, I think he's with the Dodgers.
Yes.
And they traded him to the Dodgers. So, yes. So yeah, but he was kind of the leader of, hey, this is not the way you play, and this is not the way you run the bases, and you don't show anybody up. I'm not trying to show anybody up. I'm trying to have some fun, man, put some personality into it. So they had their problems with stuff. And so Jazz, to his point, we have had a lot of guys come up that have gone right back down for the Marlins. Marlins have really struggled in their minor league system, not necessarily with pitching, but with everyday guys that are playing. They just haven't done well to get guys out of their minor league system that have gone on to be stars. Matter of fact, Jazz is one of the guys that looks like he's got a chance, right? Had a big game yesterday, had a couple of home runs. But anyway, I just thought this thing is really interesting. Like, he pretty much says, why am I going to look up to you, man? You're a 240 hitter. You don't play all the time. Nobody else wants you. That's why you're here. Like so many guys I'm looking at right now on this team, and you guys are worried about playing the game, right? Maybe I'll try to worry about playing the game we can win. And not messing with a young guy that's got ridiculous talent. You guys beat him up to the point that they had to send him back down.
Nothing worse for baseball, by the way, than those guys like Miguel Rojas who don't want guys like Jazz Chisholm to show their personality and have fun playing the game. That by the way, is how you set this game back even further.
You
talk about losing young fans. Jazz Chisholm is the kind of guy that, you know, kids are going to want to watch play ball.
I'm guessing they don't have that now with the group of guys that they have. I'm guessing.
No, they don't. But I'm just sick of, like, the unwritten rules of baseball. And, you know, you can't have fun out there. You can't show any emotion, all that stuff. Like, come on, man. He's right. It's a kid's game. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, like, look, he's having fun. And he's not changing. He is he's not changing for anybody. I'd love to know who that player was. I was thinking it was Jesus Sanchez who's – started to come around, but when he first struggled, when he first was coming up here, I didn't know if that was the guy he was talking about. But anyway, that doesn't really matter. You know, and it just got me thinking about the leadership, because I came to a team that was full of leaders when I got drafted by the Dolphins. That team was some I liked and some I didn't like. I respected all of them. I didn't like the delivery by one guy specifically at all. That, you know, was no longer with us. There's no reason to bring it up. But he was old school, and he played with every broken bone possible and still never missed games. I mean, the guy was – you got to respect him, man. He played and played and played and played. And he was tough, man. And he'd jump in your face, whether you got the wind knocked out of you or – he took to me a little bit too much of a coach's role. Like, are you really going to talk to me like this? Like, it's bad enough Shula talks to me like this, and now you think what? You're the other side of the sandwich here? Come on, man. This is crazy. So, and then we had great leaders, man. We had guys that, hey, we, you know, no, man, we can't do it. You can't do it that way. Hey, let me tell you why. And they were great. And we had a lot of guys like that. We're just really good leaders and played hurt and just every possible way you could respect the guys. That's why I think a lot of our teams are still so close. Guys now in their 60s and 70s. And we got a real close group of guys. No matter, you know, when we played together, it's a good group. But, yeah, I just think there's a way to deliver the message for everybody, because I'm talking back in 1980, and most of the guys were great. Don Strzok, patience, great. You know, you always say, this guy, Nat Moore. I was lucky, man. I had really, really good people. Larry Little, I caught Larry's last year, and he was great. knowing how good he was and just a regular guy. Hell, he ended up, came back another year and had to play tackle because our tackles went down and he was just tremendous. But it's a great question. Can you be a leader if you've never done it at a high level and you're on a really bad team that is trying to develop young guys to take your place anyway, and you're beating them down because they don't run the bases fast enough, or they watch their home runs, or they have a little fun in the batter's box getting ready for an at-bat. Those seem to be the ones that drive, you know, some of the old school. You don't run fast enough around the bases. It's too slow. If you sprint, you're showing them up. I always love that one with baseball. And I, you know, listen, a lot of that baseball stuff's still around. Guys are still going to get thrown at this year for some of the stuff they do. And I grew up in one of those baseball families. Hey, there's a way to do it. You hustle and, you know, and the whole Pete Rose thing, sprint to first and all that. And listen, man, a lot of people, you know, thought he might have some hot dog in him, Pete. But it's an interesting one. You just hope you have a lot of really good players and players look up to a few guys on the team. But, yeah, that was really interesting to hear Jazz talking about, which, by the way, was no secret. I knew right away. Woody, it's so funny you said that. I think everybody knew that thing got out quickly about the problems between the veteran guys that, you know, listen, if they were here and they're a veteran guy, there's a chance a lot of other teams didn't want them. Or they knew they could come still play here, and they knew it wasn't going to be about a big contract. It wasn't going to be like that. So Jazz pretty open on the pivot if you get a chance. Really good stuff with Channing and Ryan and those guys. Really, really did a nice job. We got to go to break here as we continue on. Yeah, man. Guy's not very good and ripping our guys. Ripping our guys for hitting a home run and watching a friggin' home run. Watching a home run and didn't like the speed. By the way, what is the speed for baseball? You can't sprint. That's showing a guy up if you sprint around the bases. And if you jog too slow and you show too much emotion, that's not acceptable. I don't know what the kids do today when they hit a home run. That team up in Douglas that wins all the time. Like they just lost for the first time in like 59 games. And they hit a lot of home runs. I always wonder, does the coach go, hey, or does he go, no, I got some damn good players. You do whatever you need to.
I'll have to let you know because I got my 7-year-old is playing, you know, Danny Berry ball right now, and no one's hitting any home runs yet. But I
is
will
he hitting the? They're too young to worry about.
They have fun out there.
Yeah,
man.
That's
yeah,
just fun.
It's you're supposed to have fun. I think you're supposed to have fun at all ages playing that game, though. Playing any sport, right? Isn't that the whole point?
I don't know, man. I thought
if you don't enjoy it, it sucks, right? And you're never gonna be really good at it if you don't enjoy it.
When you're in a small town and you're growing up in the '60s in Marysville, baseball was number one. And if we could scrounge up during the summer, six guys, pitcher's mound was out for first. You had to hit one side of the field. You had your team. The guy who wasn't hitting had to be the catcher. And
I'm picturing the Sandlot, by the way, when you talk about your old
trying to field a team
and playing, yeah, you know, with one side. Yeah, I'm picturing the Sandlot.
So then you got a guy shortstop, and you had to have a guy that had to be able to run in left and left center, right? And if the guy hit the other way, everybody had to shift over. But, man, we played that all day, and then you had home run derby, you know, and swing from your ass and move it up so everybody could hit home runs. And, oh, man, that was fun times, man. Great times. Great times. I just went old school on you. I know what you're thinking out there. Hey, Chevis, CEO's got a great message, man. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. He is the man, and, boy, what a team he's put together over there. Wow. Listen to some of the deals he's doing. If right now, before we get to hurricane season and it starts to get ugly, and let's be honest, man, if you don't have – the right roof on, if you don't have impact windows and doors, you know, you never know, I should say, when it's going to hit. But I'll tell you what, they're doing their part. Impact windows and hurricanes are real. You never know when the big one's going to hit. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. That's one of the deals they have, Impact Windows and Roofing. No interest, no payments for a year. Here's another good one that's really popular. Impact Windows is low as $6 per month per window installed. I'm talking about quality work. I'm talking about some of the best people working. The roofing materials, they have everything. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever you're looking for, they have there. But they have put together one hell of a team. And I want to just say this about Loctite. They cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Loctite even has a staff that does nothing but permits and HOA approvals, so you don't even have to worry about that. From start to finish, competitive prices and fantastic work, that's what they're all about. Call now, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Loctite Impact.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Windows, doors, and roofing. Call them.
All right, time for a weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's a little colder this morning, 62 degrees and a 1% chance of rain. So some nice weather out there today. Joe, we have a couple of things going on here today. We have those heat tickets that we can give out at any point during the show that we would like to do. And we also have the Sting contest going. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in October, the Sting 3.0 Tour. We got a chance for you to win those tickets. Just text the word Roxanne to 20357. That's Roxanne to 20357. Message and data rates apply. It's a Live Nation show.
Roxanne!
Nice.
I just... trying to mess with you today.
No, it was good.
Hey, so the Heat back in action tonight against Cleveland, and then they'll be coming back home. Duncan Robinson, my God, man. Tried to play through the back and apparently just got real bad on him, so the team sent him home. And so they'll be without Duncan Robinson. What are you guessing tonight, Jimmy Butler? Up, down, does he play tonight?
Don't ask me to guess on Jimmy Butler. Who the hell knows? I don't know. I got to check his Instagram, see what he was doing last night. And we'll see what he's up to today.
I'm not saying Jimmy's not hurt and stuff. And I just think he just doesn't care about the regular season. I know he knows they got to be good enough to get in, but I just...
It's tough to not care when you're making what he's making. That's why, again, I think it's insulting to fans, but, you know, whatever.
Well, you never know, like.
He's missed a lot of games. There's a lot of games.
But he gets a hall pass because he's so good in the playoffs. Like, you want all your players to play in the big games, and Jimmy plays great, but...
He gets a hall pass from fans that, you know, want to see the team win. And not necessarily people that are paying for tickets, but...
But anyway, so...
I think the NBA, you know, like, obviously the NBA is a big issue with guys not playing.
Yeah, they weren't exactly able to take care of it. I love it. There's two things that the commissioner of the NBA... Two things. Guys... We got to play. You're killing me on these nationally televised games on TNT and ESPN. You're killing us. You're resting all these guys. If they can play, they need to play. You need to find a new way. And then they tried that. You can't win awards if you don't play, what, 60 or 65 games and whatever. And some guys were mad about that. And then the other thing, the commissioner says, hey, guys, you got to start playing harder in this All-Star game. This is a joke. 200 to 195 is not a good game where you guys let guys run by you and dunk and shoot threes. And we got to pick it up. We're going to be watching this year. It got worse.
Yeah, well, this game tonight is bizarre, man. I mean, you got on the Cavs side, Donovan Mitchell, Max Strus both out.
Well, he had an operation on his nose for nasal issue or something.
Who, Max?
No.
Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, I'm just saying he's out of the – so you don't have him tonight. The Heat are calling up, you know – God knows who to fill in roster spots because they're without, you know, Kevin Love and Josh Richardson and Tyler Hero not going to go. They have like half, the other half the team, by the way, is listed as questionable.
It's late in the season, man. Everybody's banged up. By the way, the Panthers are going through it. Panthers are going through it, too. They've had some
they may
practices.
Very well be, but guys that are hurt on the Panthers,
they play.
You don't have to worry about
it. A little different, no question. By the way, would love to get Ekblad back here, though, but yes.
Texas says, Joe, I'm tired of hearing Jimmy Butler doesn't care about the regular season. He should, because we might not make the postseason if he doesn't. And people pay good money to go to regular season games. People should stop going to the games then. That's the thing, man. People aren't going to stop going.
No. They've built up.
You know.
They've built up over how far back you want to go when they got this thing rolling that people really want to go to Heat games and
the Heat have been a fun game to go to since as long as I can remember.
Zoe and Hardaway, they really haven't had that many bad teams.
No. Well, I really picked up with those two. But
that's what I mean. That kind of started the whole show.
And there's, you know, yeah, that kind of bred into the Dwayne Wade era. Yeah. And then, yeah, so. And no, it's been good. And it's not a Heat issue usually, but it is an NBA issue. And it's, you know. It's tough, man, because people are paying a lot of money, I'm sure, to go to this game tonight. And
yeah.
I don't know what you're going to see. You see
yeah, they don't go, hey, by the way, 20% back. Here, come get your 20% back. Four of the best players will not be playing tonight. No. And, you know, and those guys on their behalf are going, hey, man, we're friggin' injured. We can't get healthy playing this many games a week. So we got to take some time off because it's about getting healthy for the playoffs. That's all that really matters. You think the fans are mad we're not playing a regular season game? How about if we're banged up and we can't play in playoff games? Which, by the way, to me, to people that say that, I got the answer to that one. Have you ever noticed it seems like everybody basically that's got a chance of playing a playoff game plays in a playoff game, right? Doesn't your mindset change a little bit as you're in a big game in the first or second round of the playoffs? It just seems to me guys are going to play if they can. If they can play. Now, if you're hurt, you're hurt. I mean, if it's bad and you're limping around and, you know, you got a watermelon around your ankle because it's so swollen, I get that. But we got guys now. And Woody, we talk about UM. I think we're seeing more and more in sports today. And if this is old school, so be it. We're seeing more and more guys going, I can play, but not at the level I'm used to. I'm going to embarrass myself. I think I'm better off.
You're right. It's more of a lookout for number one than let's do like, what's best for the team.
I know the doctor said I could play. He says he thinks I'm fine.
And it's a good point. 305 asks, how were those players able to play all those games 10 years ago? And guys are in better shape now. They're bigger, stronger, and
there's a lot more
advances. You know, in all this different stuff, all this sports technology and stuff to keep these guys healthier.
You have a basic I think you agree with me on this one. In football, people like all these injuries. Like, right, we got injuries. We, you know, all these injuries. Like, what the hell, man? There's a couple things. During my time, even in the regular season, guys would take that big needle and numb their mm-hmm. before the game and halftime.
Not good, by the way. We don't want to encourage that.
No. It's bad. That sucked. And it had a doctor look us right in the face. That same doctor that I could not stand. He's dead, and I'm still not a fan. and I'm still not a fan of the guy.
If guys had a do-over, would they still take the needle?
My guys would. I can't speak for every guy's mentality, but my guys didn't want to let the other guys down. Like, you played, and you know you're insecure about the backup guy, and we didn't. You know, contract was basically week to week, no matter what you signed. It was a different game. But I'll tell you what, man, and the needle didn't help me play better. I played one of my worst games ever when they needed me too, and my foot was so numb from shooting the high part of the toe that it's even worse when you can't feel anything, right? I mean, but in fairness to today's players, and I'm talking about football mostly, the guys are so much bigger and so much faster. The collisions, the tackling, the guy tackling a guy down. Now the other part of that is, but they don't hit like they used to just drill you no matter where you were. There were no rules against hammering a guy up high, going across the middle, and now they're calling everything, right? Trying to protect the players off the mistakes of the past and all those type of things. So, but I do believe, and by the way, I'm talking about Dolphins too. Hey, we think you can play. This is my gut feeling. Maybe a little something more to it than just a gut feeling. But there's been some guys said, hey, man, because at the end of the day, it's up to the player. Hey, you know, we got big games the last 3 weeks, and can you play and all this stuff? And some guys even take themselves out of games going, hey, what are you doing? He goes, I tried it. I just can't play at a high enough level. I'm just get the backup in. So then the question is, but you're a lot better than the backup. We'll take whatever you have over the backup, because there's a big drop-off at a lot of positions in sports, right? The backup's not going to be nearly as good as a frontline guy. But guy goes, hey, man, I can't play. I'm not comfortable playing like this. I'm embarrassing myself. And they take themselves out, and then they come back and they go, not feeling any better. I can't play this week. I'm not going to do what I did last week. So, you know, I don't know. Look, those guys will stay around a lot longer.
Getting a lot of texts on this, by the way. And look, it's a tough balance because you got guys that are employed by these teams from the GM down that it's their job to win championships, right? That's what they're judged on, and the players as well. But at the end of the day, it's an entertainment product.
So,
and people, you know, without ticket sales and without the TV deals, these leagues are nothing.
Let me ask you, we'll talk about Jimmy Butler. And I don't know how injured Jimmy Butler is. I don't know. I know he's injured once last year and he's walking around the street during the day and stuff.
Again, the optics on that are not very good.
Not a great look. But anyway, let's just talk about Jimmy Butler for a sec, because he's, if not the best player in this town that we have, one of the top couple. So Jimmy Butler would say, did you see those numbers I put up in the playoffs? Did you see those last year? I put the team on my back. I'm going for 40s and 30s. Do you want that? Do you want to see that? Or are you worried about me playing 70 games? Is that important to you? Because we always crack up now. Jimmy Butler plays 60 games. He's a 60-game guy.
All right, so where do you stand on this? You know as well as anyone that it's an entertainment product, and that people are paying big money to go to these games, and they want to see Jimmy Butler play. It's the same thing as, like, the Messi game the other day. Like, they don't announce that Messi's not going to play until he doesn't even show up on the bus. They take a bus, I guess, from their facility over. He's not on the bus, so it's like, you know, and they tease you all day that he's going to play.
Well, that's where they're wrong. That's not Messi's wrong. That's the team is
Messi
wrong.
Messi put that thing on his personal Instagram that
– well, they shouldn't do
made
that.
It looked like he was going to play, and I'm guessing he doesn't run his own thing, but –
now, there's one sport where people are really going in this town, by far. They're going to see you, Mess. And you got to let them know if you're playing or not, man. You owe it to them.
But to an extent, it's the same thing with the Heat. I mean, if you buy a ticket to a Heat game, you're hoping to see Jimmy Butler. You're not hoping to see – look, if they don't roll Jimmy Butler out there tonight, look at that lineup you're going to be paying money
to
watch.
Yeah, but they still win games. Like, I think people go for the Heat product. I mean, you got to ask Heat fans. But, I want to see Jimmy Butler.
Might be a little bit of a different – situation because they are a very good team. They've been a good team for a while, but like the NBA is a star driven league, man. I think people want to see the stars play. That's why when the Lakers come to town, it's a hot ticket. The Warriors come to town, it's a hot ticket. You know, you find out an hour before the game after LeBron was out till 3 a.m. in Miami that he's not going to play because it doesn't feel like it or whatever.
You want to see the stars. I would agree. There's a handful of guys right now. Steph Curry, even though their team's not very good, you want to see Steph Curry.
Yeah,
play.
You want to see the greats play. That's the whole point.
3 points.
That's why those games are more expensive.
The Joker.
You can go see Charlotte if you want.
Yeah.
Pay a little less money than go to see the Lakers.
Woody, we'll get back to this a little bit later on before you get everybody all fired up here. Listen, man, it's just different. And guys, I don't blame those guys for not taking needles if they don't want to, because I can tell you. That doctor, when he was done as a doctor, he should have done 10 years in prison. He should have got, for some of the decisions he made when players ask him medical questions and he basically knew the answer. I mean, I can never forgive that, man. I don't care if
you got to let that one go.
I'm not letting it go.
954, by the way, this is interesting. I support the team, but the players, I don't care who's playing. I want to watch my team win.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, then that's the Heat.
That's
right
fair
there.
Enough, man.
And by the you way, know, the Heat had all those guys out.
That, but.
Heat had all those guys out. And what do? They go up to Milwaukee, followed by Philadelphia before the All-Star break and get 2 wins.
Now, I don't know if that guy's a season ticket holder paying $100 a seat per game.
I don't know. Hey, listen, let's go to break here before. This thing could go on till about 10 o'clock tonight. We could hit every part of this thing. All right, I do want to talk to you about Chapman Partnership. I love talking about, speaking of Dade County, and Bam Adebayo. You want to talk about one guy that plays and plays friggin' hard. And by the way, he is a giver, man. And on behalf of Chapman Partnership, I want to thank Bam for being so involved over there and what he's done and the Heat family has done over there. Really, really appreciate the stuff they do for the homeless and for the Chapman Partnership facilities that we have over there. Just doing great, great work. Helping people, man. Helping people. People go, it's a homeless shelter. They're everywhere. I go, no. Chapman's not. It drives me nuts when people say that. I go, yeah. Homeless start there. We rehabilitate them. If it's mental illness, we've got doctors that come in. We've got dentists come in. We've got babysitters. And they've got a place to live so they can start getting their lives back together. So then go out and get them an apartment. Chapman does that. Finds jobs for them. And really gives them a second chance in life, man. And it's so great. So many great stories coming out of Chapman Partnership. Just makes you feel so good. Listen, there are a lot of people that are going to the two facilities for Chapman Partnership, man. 800 men, women, and children. And not just that, but 800,000 meals annually and close to $1 million in operating costs. So listen, we need your help. We need your help to serve. If you got a group that want to get involved, if you want to donate money to pay for a meal, all that stuff. Join me here at WQAM in March to show support for one of my favorite charities. Man, do they do great work. Really making a difference in our community. Let's help support families at Chapman and help these families get a second chance. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor-a-meal. I'm telling you, man, you're helping so many people. If you can, I'd invite everybody to go down there to sponsor a meal and sign up and serve. Now more than ever, we really do need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of Chapman Village.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, we had, I don't know if you know this, we had NCAA tournament action last night. And Virginia, who many people thought maybe didn't deserve to get into the tournament, proved all those people right last night as they put together one of the worst offensive performances. They, by the way, were one of the worst offensive teams in the entire country all year long. And they had, like, all these different graphics that they were showing throughout the game. It was 14 minutes of game time and almost an hour of real time that Virginia didn't score.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they scored, was it 14 points in the first half? 67-42 was the final. They scored 42 points. And they got, I mean, they got absolutely smashed by Colorado State.
A lot of people thought they shouldn't be in the tournament.
No, I happen to be one of those people. I also stayed up last night till about midnight watching the War on I-4 in the NIT. Actually, a hell of a game.
Oh, yeah. You're too much, man.
The Bulls have advanced.
Yeah. Way to go, Woody.
I'm hurting today from that one, man, but you gotta do it sometime.
You're very loyal to your school.
I enjoy watching them play ball, especially, we have a good basketball team once every 20 or so years. So I've enjoyed this. Yeah, man.
It's a good NIT team.
What a crap show.
Yeah.
Speaking of crap shows, Joe, we had that story the other day about the guy who stole the money from the middle school chocolate bar thing so he could pay off his gambling debts?
Go
put bets in.
That's a complete ass clown move.
I got to think these things continue to get worse here. As we now have, if you're an NBA League Pass subscriber, which a lot of people are, you can now bet live in the app during the games with your FanDuel or DraftKings account. They have embedded betting into the app where you can actually just continue to bet during these games. And this goes against the thing, like, they say you're not supposed to chase your bets.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you end up getting into trouble with these things. I'm for sports betting. I want to be, like, on that, open with that, Joe. But, like, I think enough is enough with, like, shoving it down people's throats.
So you're saying, possession to possession and who's taking a shot. And
yeah, and you know this.
Much.
Look, the line changes after every shot. You can rebet the total. You can bet the spread. You can bet the money lines. You can bet player props, by the way. Player point totals change after every single possession. Like, these things, you can do it through the entire game. And I just think continuing to force feed it down fans' throats is not the greatest thing in the world. Especially, I mean, these companies run a million promotions that suck you in.
Or the Hard Rock apps just got basic stuff, right? They're not doing any of that stuff.
No, the Hard Rock app does. You could bet anything live on there. You could follow the games. They even have a little tracker. You can click, the tracker will pop up, and you can go possession to possession, man.
All right. Got to get over there this weekend.
USF Moneyline was the play last night, by the way. Right. They were 5.5-point underdogs to UCF.
Somebody out there probably had that bet, Woody, right now.
I did. I had USF money on
that. Yeah,
last
not
night.
Just you. Exactly.
But I don't know, man. I just think, like, it seems like it's starting to get a little oversaturated with the betting stuff. It's just, I mean, they really are kind of force feeding it to people at this point. But
it just allows people that can't get enough to get more and more and more.
But to me, those things kind of get you to chase your bets, and that's when you see people starting to steal.
Well, don't worry about
steal
them.
The PTA.
Do me
candy
a favor. You worry
whatever.
About you. Don't worry about that.
All right.
We gotta get smarter with the other.
I'm just worried
stuff.
About the people, yeah. Joe. All right, Conor McGregor has had a big month here. He's going to be returning to the UFC. Looks like over the summer, so he will make his return. Now he's got his movie coming out here on March 21st. You know about this movie, right? The Roadhouse remake with Jake Gyllenhaal. So that will be on March 21st. That's tomorrow, actually, on Amazon Prime. So that'll be worth a watch this weekend.
Yeah, but I'm done with the watching Conor. Done.
With his fights?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, he said he's interested in fighting Nate Diaz again. He wants to fight Nate Diaz in the UFC is going to have an event at the Sphere.
So everybody wants Vegas. A piece of Nate Diaz, huh?
Apparently.
Everybody.
Yeah, apparently.
I think Nate Diaz, is he out of Stockton? I think he's a Stockton fighter out in California.
I think he is.
Well, that face has taken a
yes, it has
beating.
All right, back to the NFL here, Joe. And after the Netflix series Quarterback was very, very successful last season, they're going to be doing Quarterback again, but there's going to be a new one here for Netflix, and it's going to be called Receiver. And it will do exactly what you think it will do here. It will follow these receivers around throughout the season. Good names here. Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Tyreek didn't get in, huh?
Probably best he doesn't. Best he doesn't. Sits this one out, at least for the first season, maybe.
Just sit one out. Let's see how it goes. Exactly.
Yeah, he could use a little break from the spotlight. But, that'll be a good watch. Netflix, by the way, has done pretty well for itself on these sports shows. They, of course, have the Formula One show. They have the golf show. They have the NASCAR show.
People love the Formula One. I had some people besides you, Woody, talking about how great that show is.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought I was the only person that watched that show.
That's come up to me. I you're not the only one. Smart ass.
And finally here, Joe, big music news. Dr. Dre was on late night TV last night on Jimmy Kimmel, and he said that Eminem will be releasing an album some point here in 2024. It will be his first album in 4 years.
Huh.
I know you're a big fan, as am I, so I figured let you know about that here this morning.
I do like him.
You like to do some of his songs around the building, I know.
Oh, no, it's not just that. I mean, it's the movie, man. The movie.
You like 8 Mile, yeah.
I just like some of that stuff. Went to private school, and your parents had a real nice marriage. All right. Listen,
you want to get a couple of texts here? We got a few minutes,
if
you'd like.
I
just think this is, by the way, it's an interesting topic. Like, if you're a ticket holder, you go to the games, or, you know, you pay for League Pass or one of those things, do you care if these guys play, or do you just want to watch your team?
I think you just want to watch an entertaining game, but I might be wrong. I might be wrong. There might be huge Jimmy Butler that are bummed out. I have no idea.
Texter here says, we're finally at a point where athletes are making generational wealth, so that means they're going to do whatever they can to protect their bodies so they can continue making
that
money.
Point.
Back
it's
in Joe's day,
point.
Players had to make hay while the sun was shining.
True. By the way, 100% true. That's a great text. Yes.
He keeps going on here. He says, I don't really approve of what we're seeing anymore, but I understand it. Jimmy Butler's great-great-grandkids are never going to have to work a day if they don't want to.
Nope, Jimmy's family and family's family, or the whole gang, are taken care of. Yes. Yes.
I just think there's got to be a middle ground here.
There's
I don't
a middle
know what
ground.
That is, but
there is a middle ground. I'm going to play 60 to 65 games, and I'll be ready for the playoffs. Whether we're an 8 seed, play-in, 7 seed, 6 seed, 5 seed, we'll be fine.
And fans, you're just going to take it. You're just, you know, you're going to pay the face value prices.
You're going to jump up and cheer when Jimmy Butler scores in the playoffs, and goes for 36. That's what's going to happen. All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break. Ian Cummings is going to join us, NFL draft analyst from Pro Football Network. We'll get back to this one a little bit later on and talk about. I guess we just leave the hockey guys out of this conversation. The guys in the NHL.
Well, it's bizarre when they do those end-of-season press conferences, especially because the Panthers had a long run.
And you like start 20 guys had to go get operations. Like, not only are they injured, but they're all good. Boy.
The guy had a broken leg, and he played.
Baptist Health had to be busy after that last game when they were coming home from Vegas. Like, all right.
There's no appointments for that, though, right after the Panther season ends.
Just line them up.
Down over there, yeah.
What specialist does he need? Okay, let's do it. All right, hey, I want to talk to you about opening day coming up here, man. Don't skip opening day on Thursday, March 28th for the Marlins. Don't do it. They got the Pirates in town. Get your tickets now at marlins.com/tickets. There is nothing like opening day, man. That is old school fun. bringing the kids or just bringing the whole family or just going out with a couple of buddies to catch it. It's a little bit earlier on opening day, so it makes it real nice for that first game with everything else around it. You get there early, kind of get a feel for everything, and they put on quite a show, quite a great show. Single game tickets on sale as well. So if you're starting to look around to see who's on that schedule and when some of your favorite teams are coming to town or teams you grew up with, you can grab those tickets as well. Get your tickets. Again, martins.com/tickets. We got a lot of oldies but goodies back for the regular season too. I know you're going to love some of these that they put together. The Taco Tuesday is a great one. On Tuesdays, you get the game ticket, two tacos and a beer for just $25. But also 4 for $44 was such a big hit on Wednesday with the four game tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas or waters, and two small popcorns. They've added Sunday to it. So Wednesday and Sunday, they're going to have this family package for you. So you really get a lot for your dollar. Again, you can't go wrong. Presented by Pepsi. It's a great one. A lot of good things going on. Baseball, about ready to start. Next week, it's all back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.